Hello, and welcome to the Foxworthy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Fox. I'm here with my co-host, Taylor Gaines, also writes for GainesvilleScene.com.
I thought we'd get more out of you on the hello. It was like, we've been gone for so long, and it was just like, hello.
I mean, I feel like we've let the people down a bit, so I'm trying to start off with kind of a somber, like, apologetic tone. I'm
trying to just let them know that we feel bad.
Oh, we feel real bad, but we've been busy. We actually have been working on sort of building up the podcast more. We have a new website. If you want to visit it, it's still a work in progress, but if you go to thefoxworthypodcast.com, you can now find all of our old podcasts there to stream. You can subscribe on iTunes, The Foxworthy Podcast, just search it, it'll come up. We have a cute little logo with a fox, the head of a fox inside of a television.
And also, coming very soon, we are going to be a part of the Establishing Shot Podcast Network, which is from a site called establishingshot.us, basically a entertainment site for millennials, as they say.
Covering film and TV and stuff.
Right, and we're going to be the exclusive TV podcast of
The Establishing Shot.
Yeah, The Establishing Shot. So that should be coming very soon as well.
So all of this has kind of been what we've been working on kind of in the meantime. TV has also kind of been going through lots of shows that have been ending. And a couple things are about to just begin. We're about to hit hard with the spring season and then going into summer. TV never stops, but it's also like, it's also kind of doing the like crossover right now where a lot of stuff is ending and like seasons are over and new stuff is starting. So anyway, here, we're back.
Ironically, we're going to talk about something that didn't end.
We're going to talk about something that is literally right smack dab in the middle of the season that we've been talking about recording an episode about for weeks. FX's brilliant spy drama, The Americans. We have literally been teasing this episode for what, like a month, month and a half or something silly? But we're here. We're here to talk about it. We're going to give our thoughts on why the show works, what we like about it, and we might get into some spoilers, but we're going to talk about how we think this current season is. It is the fourth season. I think, what, they've aired six episodes?
Yeah, and we won't do too much of just, like, the show is great, because, I mean, it was in both of our top tens last year.
Yeah,
I
think it might have been my number one and your number, like,
it was, like, my number seven or nine. Yeah. It was in the top ten.
It's undeniably great, and we're not here to sell you on the greatness. We're here to kind of talk about some other things with a little more nuance, hopefully.
Yeah, so I guess the first thing we want to talk about is this show has been around for four seasons. It's never had great ratings. There was a time in the first couple seasons where it was always like, oh man, all the TV critics would be out like, oh, I hope this doesn't get canceled. This is great.
Yeah,
like,
it's a critical darling, but has definitely never been gangbusters with the ratings.
And yeah, I mean, I guess we should say, because we're going to try to not really talk about specifics for most of this.
We just don't want to get into spoilers, but
we will tell you if we're going to, but we should say what the show is, I guess.
Which is also kind of interesting, because this might be a reason why perhaps it isn't popular. Some people think this might be a reason why, that people can't buy into the overall premise, which is that there's a couple, a married couple, Philip and Elizabeth Jennings, living in America. They're Russian spies, they work for the KGB, and they have two kids, a daughter and a son, and they just live in...
It takes place during the Cold War.
Yeah, it takes place in the 80s, during the Cold War, and they live in the suburbs of DC.
And they live right across the street from an FBI agent.
Right. Very Breaking Bad with the Hank Walter White dynamic of him being a DEA agent and Walter White literally making meth.
Yeah, and basically, to sum it up, it's basically just they go on missions and adventures and honeypots and dead drops and all that kind of stuff.
Doing the spy stuff.
And they're doing it while living right across the street from this FBI agent. So
and trying to have like the sort of cover of just like a typical suburban family.
Right. And the thing about the show, which I don't want to get too into just because I said we weren't going to, like the thing about it is it's more than just like this spy drama. It's like a family drama. Right. And like
it's ostensibly a spy drama, but it's for a while it really felt like it was really about a marriage.
Yeah, which is about marriage, about family, like
kind of the tagline that people have kind of been throwing around for a few years. Lots of critics have sort of pointed that out, but that is sort of the meat of the show.
Right. So that's basically what it's about. I mean, they do so much stuff that it's crazy, and there's like this huge underground war happening while obviously nothing's happening in the real Cold War.
Right, and you get a glimpse, because you do also follow their neighbor who's an FBI agent, you get a glimpse of what the Americans are doing in, the actual Americans are doing in the FBI, etc. And, you know, there's lots of stuff happening. There's lots of plot, lots of characters, lots of complicated stuff. But it is just, I think what's interesting, kind of going into our first major topic of something we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, bring it back.
Is why isn't this show maybe more popular? And we wanted to talk about, does it feel essential? Well, I don't know if this there's any, we can talk about whether or not we think this is kind of like a BS argument.
But the idea of essential?
The idea that people don't watch it because they can't root for Russian spies as the quote-unquote protagonists or principal characters of the show. Because that's, if you root for them and you feel for them and you want them to succeed, that you're somehow un-American, or it just feels weird to, like, root for characters that are literally fighting against America.
That is an interesting thought, only, like, because I was watching the show the other night, and one of my friends just kind of randomly dropped in, and he said, wait, so are the Russians the good guys? And I was like, I was kind of like, well, there aren't really good guys and bad guys. Like, it's sort of like everyone has their own thing. And, like, I guess a lot of people might not be able to get on board with that on a really basic level.
Right.
But,
I've heard that or argument on the internet. Like, people try to, like, defend the show and say, well, it's not popular because people just can't buy into this as the premise for a show. They don't feel like they can root for the Russians.
I think that's selling people as a whole short.
I think it's a garbage argument, personally, but I thought it'd be interesting to go into what we're talking about maybe why the show hasn't caught on in terms of popularity.
I think one of the reasons the show hasn't caught on is just, like, it's going to sound obvious, but when you talk about essential television, basically, if you're a TV fan, at this point, Game of Thrones is pretty much the only essential television show in a lot of ways.
Well, yeah, The Walking Dead just lost a lot of its audience with some of the shenanigans they pulled in season 6.
It just has to, it's this weird environment where we've talked a little bit about this before, where there's hundreds and hundreds of shows on.
Literally.
There has to be this weird, impossible to recreate mix of factors that, like, makes something into something that's essential, where, like, everyone, like, Game of Thrones comes back tomorrow on the day we're recording this, and it's just, it feels different, it feels like the Super Bowl is about to happen as far as TV goes, because everyone is just psyched to talk about it. It's just something that everyone watches and wants to talk about, and for some reason, and maybe we'll try to dig into this, but, like, the Americans isn't going to hit that, and I just think it's just because of this environment where there's too much and everything is its own niche now, and it's just impossible for something to be essential unless it's just a freak thing.
Well, I think it's interesting because I feel like when Game of Thrones is on, when it's actually airing, I don't watch it, but I feel like when it's airing, the narrative is people griping about it, complaining about what they don't like, or, oh, I wish they spent less time on
that
this.
That definitely happened last year.
Oh, this happened. But then when it's not on the air, everyone talks about it like it's the greatest show ever made. But we're here to talk about The Americans, which, and maybe argue for its whether or not it is does feel essential.
At least
I mean, I think both of us think that it's, in terms of just pure quality, in terms of writing, in terms of really just incredible performances, interesting story. Perhaps maybe the thing you could knock it for is, like, it's not necessarily, like, there's not a lot of filmmaking. It's not, like, visually dynamic necessarily. But that just, for whatever reason, that doesn't bother me, just because it has so much other stuff going for it.
But I definitely, like, watch it, and I'm not, like, and maybe this is just because TV does feel very communal to me, where I want to know what everyone else thinks.
Right.
Where, like, I don't watch it and think, like, oh my god, I have to be live on The American. I have to have watched the latest episode.
It's a weird, like, right away click. I feel like people who watch The Americans, like, talk to each other about it, but it's, like, a nice small group of, like, you know, it's like people who really love TV who realize how good it is that, like,
the thing is, it's just
not,
like,
going to be a mainstream hit.
We talk about storytelling, I hope, frequently on here.
I mean, that's the goal.
And, and, like, The Americans is just a really, really well-told story. I mean, the showrunners have talked about this before, how they basically have structured the show as, like, a five-act, like, play.
Right.
And they're sort of, I think they said they're, like, at the climax or past the climax now. Mm-hmm.
And they're not really sure. It could go 5 seasons, could go 6. They're kind of working that out with FX. But
that's the thing I always think about when I'm watching it, is, like, the show is just so well structured and, like, so well told, and, like, the tension is always builds up and releases and builds up and releases, and like there's always this underlying tension that's driving the entire thing, and it's just really well done. And I just wonder if people aren't going to buy into this like sexy hook of like, oh, two undercover spy agents live across the street from an American.
Yeah.
Then, like, if then like they're not gonna realize, because like that is a good elevator pitch probably if you're trying to sell a TV show.
Right.
But like, that's also totally not what makes the show interesting.
Right. That's certainly an outside of the box sort of idea, just the basic premise. But there's so much more to the show than that. And this kind of goes into talking about kind of the next thing that we wanted to talk about is, I think that as good as the show is, maybe you brought this up that, for one thing, it doesn't necessarily feel timely. You brought this up before we started recording. Like, a lot of shows now, like we talked about, I had mentioned, like, the Carmichael show was, like, tackling all these, like, really relevant issues, and, like, people are always writing think pieces about things, about, you know, Black-ish has done, like, really timely, like, relevant things.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily that I love think piece, like, internet
right.
stuff, but, like,
but that sometimes is what drives a show, and it gets
yeah,
people
like,
talking.
There's not going to be an article that's like, what Philip and Elizabeth Jennings tell us about the Flint water crisis or something. Like,
right.
It's not going to happen. Like, because even Game of Thrones, like, it takes place in a fantasy world, but, like,
there's lots of politics.
It's so political. I mean, not political in a way where you're going to watch it and you'll be like, oh,
Trump versus Hillary.
Yeah, like they're trying to jam their political views down my throat. Right? It's not like that, but like the show really reflects like this idea of gaining power and how politics work and all this stuff that like lends itself to this sort of think piece culture. And there was also a lot of sexual politics last season that like led to a lot of pieces like that.
I guess,
but
a better example would be the OJ show. I mean, that was something
yeah, like,
that was
that
about
reflected today somehow. Even
but it
was
even though it was about something that happened 20 years ago, and there were again tons of think pieces,
which,
good
by
or
the
bad.
Way, we talked about OJ at the beginning, and if anyone hasn't watched the rest of it or finished
it is amazing.
Just like do it. It's just great.
It's great.
But The Americans is just, I wonder if that's part of it, is that like people don't know what to talk about other than this show's really good, which
right.
is like sort of a non-starter when
right.
it comes to, like, making a show popular.
Well, now people look at you with that skepticism when you tell them something's good. They're like, what do you mean this is good and these 99 other things aren't as good? Like, this is what I need to, like,
yeah, why
be investing
this?
My time.
That's the problem. Like, I don't think I have an answer if someone's like, why should I watch this instead of Game of Thrones? And I'm like, I don't know that I have a good answer to that other than, like, it's just a better show a lot of times. Because, like, you're gonna probably get, as a TV fan, you're probably going to get a more satisfying experience out of Game of Thrones, just because every week it's like this crazy analysis and like just conversation, and like you're not going to get that about The Americans, which is why I wanted to say, we mentioned this briefly before, like I think The Americans is probably a show that's going to live on down the road.
Right, like once it wraps up, like people will discover it and it'll...
Because once it's done, people are going to be like, oh, like this might be cool, because like it's really intimidating to try to catch up on something that's 36 hours into its
right.
run.
Which is why I don't watch Game of Thrones, because it's 50 hours of my life that I literally have to block out all that time to catch up. And it's apparently lots of characters, lots of convoluted stuff.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's as simple as that. I think it's just a really good story, and there's just too much. There's just too much. People don't want to have to set aside that much time.
Piggybacking off that kind of idea, do you think that there's been some conversation, I know Alan Sepinwall has definitely written about this, especially last season, that perhaps there's like the one thing you could really knock the show for is that there's maybe too much going on, and that there's all these plot points that you maybe forget about, or they drop this and you're always kind of like trying to track things, but it maybe is like a little confusing from time to time just because there's so much happening. But we kind of talked about this when we were talking about Better Call Saul earlier this season. It's just like,
does it matter?
It's just like, does it matter? And how much do you care about like those little details and the minutia of like all that stuff? What's your take?
I honestly think, and this ties into what I was just saying, like there's so much crap to watch and there's just so much TV.
So much.
That like, I think we're going to get to a point, if we're not there already, where people are going to barely care what's happening on a show, because it's going to be like, I have to keep track. Have you ever had that experience when you're in middle school or something, where you have to read, like, 3 different books for class, and then you're like, wait, did that character murder his whole family in this book or this book? And you, like, can't remember what goes where.
Are you
where?
Saying you actually read all the books you were assigned in middle school?
I mean, is that bad? I don't know. I mean... I've read books. I'll say that. Yeah.
Well, definitely, it's definitely hard to...
Well, just my idea is, like, people are watching so much stuff that, like, they're going to want to be able to turn on episode 7 of season 4 of The Americans and be, like, have, like, 3 just main points of where we're at. Like, it's going to be like, okay... Something bad is happening with these two. Right. This person's in danger. Like, this might happen with this person. Like, it's not going to be like, where's the Glanders sample? Like,
right.
How many people has it, like, affected? Like, it can't be that confusing or, right. like, you're not going to track it. So I think that, and even the creators of The Americans, Joel Fields
and Joe Weisberg. Yeah.
They were on the Andy Greenwald podcast, and they sort of talked about this idea where they're like, listen, we're writing the show, and that takes a lot of time, so we'll track the plot for you. Like, we'll make sure it all makes sense, and as long as you guys can tell what's happening emotionally, then that's right. fine.
Follow the emotional beats, follow the emotional arc. That's, like, all the showrunners really care about.
And I think just TV writ large, that's how it's going to be.
It's kind of a bold stance, honestly. Because, like, so many people care so much about, like, I feel like a lot of these things, like, the scandals and the How to Get Away with Murder, like, it all kind of hinges on, like, what's the next twist? What's the next plot point? What's the next this? What's the next gotcha moment? What's the next shock that we're all going to, like, be talking about?
I think those are...
And I feel like this show doesn't really play into that at all.
And I think that's probably another reason why it's not as popular, because,
right.
like, that's another thing you can't talk about around the water cooler, is, like, man, I tell you what... Elizabeth's emotional journey this season has just been, it's yeah, been fascinating.
Exactly.
Like you want to have, like, a, oh my gosh, so-and-so got killed last night. Like, and that does happen on this show in some ways, but, like, that, again, it's just not really what sticks with you about it, and I do think that's sort
it's
of...
It's almost like a really, like, rich novel. Like, there's just nothing...
That's why I was saying it's just, like, a really good story.
I think this is the right thing to kind of segue now, talking specifically about the show and, like, the aspects of the show that are really good, and the show is a quality show. First and foremost, like, the scripts are just really good. Like, they're really tight. There's barely any fat on them. There's no scenes that are going by where you're like, I wish I wasn't watching this scene. Like, everything feels important.
It's always nice to me when there's a show where it ends and you're like, oh... it's over already.
Right. You're like, oh, I gotta wait till next week to find out.
Because there's a lot of shows that don't feel like that, which are more like what we're just talking about, where you're sort of like, all right, what's the next thing that's gonna happen? What's the next big plot point here? Because, like, I don't really care about these people, and maybe that's why this show sticks with me, is because I, like, care about these people, even though they're, you know, Russian spies fighting against America. Right. Like, I, like, legitimately. Just want to see certain things happen where you're just like, oh, come on, like, get out of there, like, change this, change that.
And I mean, this is as good a time as any to just shout out the terrific performances on the show. I mean, the writing is tight, but, like, the acting is just so good.
And it's almost unfair to shout out any actors on the show because they're pretty much all great.
Right.
And I'm not going to sit here and do a laundry list of all the cast, but, like, it's just...
But, like, even, it's the kind of acting where if you care about acting and you're really, like, invested in seeing people just do, like, just insanely good work, there's so many, like, moments of just, like, Elizabeth and Philip just, like, giving each other a look, and the look just, like, says so much, and they're just so good at those, like, little moments, those little things that they do in the silences that they don't even have to, like, use dialogue to, like, convey so much. And so, like, that kind of stuff happens so much on this show. And there's, like, a lot of, like, quiet, you know, stuff, quiet acting, silent moments that are just, like, just blow you away. You're like, what? Like, these people are just too good. And it's, like, it almost feels like some of the stuff is, like, tailored to their talents. Like, it just, they're just, like, so into these characters now that it's just, like, everything feels, like, it's just, it's a perfect alchemy of good scripts, good acting, like, really good story.
That's
and,
what's
like, it's
weird.
Just, it's hard not to be invested in it.
That's what's weird about TV, as far as acting goes, a lot of times, is the performances become so specific over the course of several seasons that when the actors leave and try to do something else, it's almost like, wait, were they
right.
a good actor? Like, Aaron Paul is a great example where, like, he left and made that Need for Speed movie, which, like,
right.
obviously might not be a great movie, but, like, everybody was kind of like, wait a second, was he even good?
Or was he just really, like, Jesse was just good at, like, the right thing?
Specific thing. And I don't know why that happens with TV, but it does.
Because you spend so much time with people, and you see their one like, it's not like a movie where you see one performance, or you see, like, a movie and then a sequel where you're used to, like, Johnny Depp being, like, Jack Sparrow, and then you're like, okay, that's, like, his thing. You spend, like, hours and hours and hours of, you know, time, like, invested in these people, and I just think, oh, the performances are so good on this show. I mean,
well we were talking, like, we didn't want to go on too long sort of being like, oh, this show is great, and this show's awesome.
But it is. It's great.
Well, but, like, we were thinking, you know, why, like, for one thing, one of your points you made earlier, I guess maybe before we were talking.
Before we recorded.
Yeah, before we recorded. You said, like, this show just has no fat on it, and, like, there's, I mean, we mentioned this, I guess, sort of, but, like, it just, there's no moment in it where you're like, oh, why is this happening?
Yeah, there's nothing that I want to take a scalpel to when I'm watching it. I'm not like, oh, this scene, we could shave this off and it would, like, be better.
We were sort of trying to think of a more interesting way into that, which is like, why? Why does it feel like there's nothing wrong with this? And I think that, what are you going to say?
I don't have a good answer. I think these guys who run this show just know, they have a plan for this show, what they want to do with these characters and with the arc of this show. I mean, you mentioned the 5-act play thing. Like, they have, even if they haven't written the specific episodes, they know where the show is going, and they have an intricate plan. It's like, you know, plotting out a novel. It's,
well, let me tell you,
it's so tight, and they know what they want to do, and their writer's room is so good at week to week just making each episode, like, perfect, essentially perfect.
Well, let me tell you this, though. I think that this point that I have thought out for days, obviously, about this tracking emotion versus plot thing.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if, like, that's part of the reason why it doesn't feel like there's fat, because, like, in each individual moment, you don't even really care what's happening as much as you care who it's happening to.
Right, and how they're feeling about it.
Where, like, Game of Thrones, for example, has a lot of, like, dead periods or, like, characters that are just uninteresting, and there's, like, certain characters or, like, storylines that you're like, oh, I have to see what's happening over here.
Right.
Where, like, pretty much everything that happens on The Americans, especially at this point in the show's run, just feels important and feels like,
right,
oh my gosh, what's going to happen with this person?
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, I don't really care why it's happening.
Right.
As much as, like, feeling like something's going to go wrong for them, or what, wanting to know right. what's going on inside them. And I think that might actually be the thing that ties together all of our points that we're talking about, is, like, the way this show cares about its characters' emotions and, like, feelings, like, is why it doesn't drag, is why the plot isn't confusing, and is why it's not popular. I think it, like, that really ties in everything.
I mean, yeah. I just think they've plotted these things out. They've planted all these things that they've been building, and now we're getting to a lot of sort of the climax of a lot of it, and it's just really paying off, I think. Yeah, I think this season has been just as good as everything they've done up to this point. I think each season has maybe been a little bit higher in quality than the previous season. I mean, season one obviously was good. I think they improved in the second season. Last season, I thought they did some really incredible stuff. And this season so far has been really impressive as well.
Yeah, so this is not a Netflix show.
Nope.
If you want to watch The Americans, I believe Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, you can stream seasons 1 through 3.
Which, We retweeted this out on our Twitter account the other day. The Amazon is now doing its own standalone video service. I don't know if it's started yet.
Oh, really?
But they announced a, like, $9 a month, like, just watch our TV shows and movies
thing. Oh, that sounds really smart for them.
Especially haven't heard this?
No! How did I miss this? So they're literally going to be competing with Netflix.
Yeah.
Because people can subscribe monthly, and they're going to be making their own original content.
As someone who watches a lot of TV, Prime has a lot of better shows than Netflix does.
I will say that. Because that's been true, definitely.
For Netflix, it's basically older shows that are off the air that are great, that are on there. Like, the Losts, Friday Night Lights,
Breaking Bad,
Better Call Saul, Twin Peaks, Mad Men.
Yeah.
And as far as their newer original stuff goes, it's basically just like their original content is what I go to Netflix for at this point.
Right.
But like Prime has some Comedy Central stuff.
The entire series of Justified.
That's reason enough. I would pay $9 a month just
to be able to revisit old episodes.
We're not sponsored by Justified or by Amazon Prime. We'll take a sponsorship from Justified.
The HBO stuff, though, too.
Yeah, they have old HBO stuff.
It's not a lot, but they have old stuff. Like, I think you can watch the entire series of The Wire. You can watch the entire series of The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff. So that's interesting. How did I miss that? When did that news come out?
I don't know.
A couple days ago. I missed that. Completely missed that. Wow. Well, is there anything else you want to say?
If you were paying attention to Foxworthy Podcasts on Twitter,
yeah,
then
you would have
noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's that. We're
anything
back.
Else? We're back. We're here. We're going to be hosted eventually.
Pretty soon
we're
going to
be
ever.
Hosted by The Establishing Shot. I think that's going to wrap up our conversation on The Americans. Is there anything else you wanted to say? One last plea to convince the people to watch it?
No, I don't feel the need. I think if people want to watch it, they will.
Just like anything else, though, it does come down to taste, and it probably just won't be for some people. I have had people tell me that I think it's, like, super boring.
We also maybe should mention it's, like, definitely a TV MA show.
It is very mature. There is sexual content and occasionally violence. Sometimes the violence is really graphic, and other times it's violent
just
but not graphically
straight up
violent.
Disturbing.
Yeah, it's just really like twisted. It's a bleak show. I mean, we should probably mention that it's not like fun. And
it's funny.
Oh, it's definitely got funny.
I would argue it's.
Oh,
funny.
Absolutely, it's definitely funny.
Not to get back into this, but.
But yeah, I mean, we like it. Obviously, we're really up on it, and we think it's really good, but. It's interesting. There's a lot of interesting things. It's FX obviously does not care at all that it's like not a mega mainstream hit, popular hit.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan Murphy.
Yeah.
Which is something I never thought I'd say.
Yeah, I know. But I think that's going to do it for us here. Maybe at some point we'll talk about, I don't know what we're going to talk about next. I know Taylor loves...
Oh, there's plenty.
I know Taylor loves Kimmy Schmidt, but I don't even think he's watched the new season yet.
I will neither confirm nor deny whether I have watched the new season of Kimmy Schmidt.
But you do love Kimmy Schmidt.
I do love it. There's tons of stuff.
Tons of stuff. Game of Thrones, Silicon Valley, Veep, all return HBO on Sunday.
Greatest night you can imagine.
The Night Manager started on AMC, which I don't think either one of us have checked out, but we've heard pretty good things about.
Last Panthers on Sundance.
Who freaking knows? Everything's happening. Mr. Robot's coming back in the summer. They just announced the release date for it. Coming back in July. So we'll be around. We'll catch you guys later. Thank you very much. Subscribe. Follow us on iTunes. You can stream us on our website if you go to thefoxworthypodcast.com. And we'll let you guys know. We'll tweet out. We'll announce on the podcast when we're actually being hosted by The Establishing Shot, when we're actually up on their website.
Should be very
and everything.
Soon.
Should be really soon. We're excited about it. Thanks,
even
guys.
This episode, you might be listening to this episode through Establishing Shot.
Yeah, you absolutely could be. We'll catch you guys later. Thanks so much for listening.